Lips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Everyone, welcome to Raven Stars Witching Hour. I am your host, Annette Witch, Miss Solaris Blue Raven at the helm this evening. I want to give a shout out to everybody here at Revolution Radio, staff, producers, as listeners chat room. And thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We are 100% listener support, so if you like what you're hearing, click the donate button. We appreciate your support and thank you for any contribution you can make to this excellent station here at freedomslips.com. Once again, you are listening to Studio A, and I have a wonderful show for you all tonight. I have two lovely ladies with me tonight. I have Carolyn Bell Tumblety from Navigating the Truth on KCOR, and I have Madeline Rudy joining me from Life in the Hologram on KCOR. And we are going to have a wonderful discussion about anything. It's unlimited, no glass ceiling. So welcome, ladies, and thank you for joining me this late hour.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
She's in the morning now. And I'm in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Yeah. Witching hour. Yep. And the wee mornings over there with your tea, I hope.
Yes, coffee.
Something to drink. Yeah. That sounds good. Well, how are you all doing? How's everyone?
We're doing.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kinda we're doing.
Observing.
Just, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that the holy truth? It's like, they say this stuff is like a pantomime of what? This is like a circus of horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really ridiculous. It really does need to be imploded, doesn't it? I guess we should have some shade tonight. We could do sunshine. It's up to you all. But yeah, it's just so deformed, you know?
It's crazy.
I don't know where you want to begin. We cover a lot of different topics, but yeah, it's just one big scenery after the next that's non-productive, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
It's bizarre, you know. I kind of see two different worlds, like, happening at the same time. You know, one where everybody's pretending that it's back to normal, and the other one where it's just all falling apart. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. it's really interesting. And I don't want to be part of either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Well, it's like you're in the house that's being kind of like demolitioned right in front of you, and you're just sitting mm-hmm. in there in the rocking chair, you know?
Yeah, it's like, what it's the ridiculous. Heck do you do?
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
I know.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's the whole idea, is to bust through the satellite systems and say, screw you, jackasses. You're not sticking around where I'm at.
That's Isn't bad. That the holy yeah. truth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm having mm-hmm. strange dreams two Let's nights in a row. I'm with mm-hmm. my dead parents.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're visiting, you think?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh. What's the message?
Is there a message? I don't know.
They're not communicating? Is there verbiage going on? You just see them.
No, I was like in a house. I think it was the house we lived in. And then I went into my bedroom and like the carpet didn't go to the wall and like it was exposed and you could see, you know, underneath down through the ground. And it's like, I'm like, Mom, did you see this? I mean, why is this like this?
Oh wow.
And then I went somewhere and I came back and then it was fixed, but then when I pulled up, I says, let me see what they did here. And then I pulled up this carpeting and then it was like this foam. They put some kind of foam down and then they put the carpet over top the foam, and I'm like, I don't think this is working.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the old days they did put the foam down over the before the carpet, right?
Mm-hmm. But they still put the foam on top of the. They didn't like repair the floor. They just mm-hmm. put this, you know, like a like foam.
Mm-hmm. Nothing solid under it.
Yeah, like a yeah, foam that foundation. You would put a piece of foam that you would use, like put on the bed or something, or to make mm-hmm. a chair or whatever. That's the foam I'm talking about.
So how many days did you have that?
Well,
how many nights did you dream about?
Well, that was last night, but the night before that I was dreaming something else.
Hmm.
And then I was dreaming about my friend Lee Lawrence, and I said, I think I have some kind of entity that's stuck on to me. And then he grabbed me and he held me. And it's like he took it on. And it's like, what's this about?
That's interesting.
It is.
Is he a living person? Is that a living person?
Yeah, I think.
Well,
I think he's still living.
Well, perhaps you should reach out to him. Sounds like maybe he can take something off of you. Yeah.
I was going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sycophant almost. Yeah, I would look into that one for sure.
Yes. Strange.
Well, there's all kinds of weird going on. I mean, the entities are one thing, and then I think the linear stuff is just a joke, and it happened. It's running so much interference. It's ridiculous. So.
But mm-hmm. don't you think entities and what would you say? Not like bad spirits are running rampant.
I mean, people? I think they're the bad spirits.
Well, yeah, I think somebody's picked up something.
Mm-hmm. The whole place feels infested. It feels like an infestation to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Disgusting. Yeah. I mean, everything is so... I wish I could say something positive about it, but, you know.
No.
We are positive beings, but it's just an observation. It's like, I'm not going to candy coat it. When it's disgusting.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, like, for some reason, that dream that you had, Madeline, I connected it with that Ohio thing. Because, and also Chernobyl. Like, the whole idea that they cut corners financially when they're aware that there are problems that could occur.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to have been part mm-hmm. of it with Ohio was... they knew they had a problem with the rails and they only had one guy operating at the time that it happened. That's the news that we're getting here, whether that's the actual story that's what we're getting. And it's basically they were saying that if these things would have been taken care of, it would never have happened, like what they say all the time. But well, it shows you, yeah, the infrastructure
of this country is like they haven't fixed any of these rail. I mean, we should have a supersonic railway here.
Yeah,
we could easily have magnetic rails or whatever. Yeah. You can have anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's no excuse for what's happening here other than the fact that they haven't maintained it. But all right. These billions and trillions of dollars is going over where? It's different countries. It's going everywhere but where it needs to go. And, yeah, you're right. They're cutting corners, and I think that's a good observation, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like Madeline's dream.
Because
cutting corners.
No foundation. It's everything is falling apart, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not – there's no love put into this country anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes places need love, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, people need love.
The land is suffering. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's basically a loveless environment. And you know, we understand that you never misrepresent love for passion or something else. I mean, it's just like there's none of that going on anymore. It's a completely distorted scenery. And, you know, like I said before, if we didn't have a district of criminal, I think this country would be much better off. Much better off. Get rid of that whole scene. They're the ones behind every single problem we have right now. It's so sickening to me to observe this. It's like at what point you just kind of shove them out a window and say, go to hell and stay there. Because I've just about had enough of them. It's every day is drama. Every day is a drama bubble. Every day's got a problem. This, that, and the other. You know, let's hire a blimp and float it around D.C. and see if they like it. I'm sick and tired of it, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How much it cost to rent a blimp?
Yeah, let's get
the Hindenburg. Let's get one of those.
That would be cool. They were supposed to be really cool.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, they were back in the day, if I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's just really pathetic. Well, that's why I think where you're at, Caroline, in Scotland, I think it's both.
Well, you know, I think
every time I turn around, there's
problems everywhere, and here it's no stable. I mean, it's definitely no stable. Like nobody's honest. Nobody's everything is a distraction. It's and now we have this who's going to become the new leader, and I have looked and looked and looked, and I don't see anybody. But they're pushing this one young woman. Her name is Katie Forbes. And she's very connected with the Church of Scotland, the Free Church of Scotland.
Mm.
So if she becomes the new First Minister, you're going to see crusades happen.
Oh, brother, get rid of her then. You know, honestly, why don't you just get in there? Can't you just self-elect yourself?
No,
can't you just get in there.
No,
self-appoint.
No, I'm done with them. They don't get my help.
I know. I'm sick of them too.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the idea behind.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
The only people I give help to is the regular people, like just everyday people. Like as far as I'm concerned, they plagiarize everything I write. They have been doing it for years. They use it in their websites, like council areas. They never admit that they stole it from me, but maybe there's other people saying what I'm saying too. Maybe it's not just me, but they're lifeless. They lack creativity, and right now everything is breaking, and nobody knows. Nobody has the skill really to fix things.
Wow, that sounds like here.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, crusades are dead and gone. You know, the whole idea about resurrecting their whatever propaganda storm they're wanting to resurrect, that's going to be imploded immediately. It's enough of that crap.
Yeah, that's
no
how
more
I feel about it.
Sacrificing star people because of an agenda, and that's pretty much what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It comes down to that organized crime scene under the guise of a god, which is what it's been since day one.
I just see this off the charts corruption like I have never seen before, you know.
Yeah, they're
like,
bold because they don't think anybody's going to stop them. This is what it is. It's like the monster's out of control. The bully's in the play yard, but he's beating up everybody and nobody's stopping him. And like I said before, there are forces that will stop these pieces of crap, and that will be coming soon enough. I mean, like I said, there's no free shots with the scenery. They will have to pay a price for this game board they've decided to initiate. But
yeah,
in the meantime, like I said, it's you know, we work on our own things and we bring in our own energies, and a lot's happening. It really is.
It is.
And the
There's
more you freak
moving.
About, the better off yep. it'll be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said I'd never thought I'd say, I wish we could go back to the old days.
I don't know about the old days. The future, beyond the future, is where you need to be.
Yeah.
Not, yeah, not beyond the back future.
We you know, like everybody wants to go back to the 70s. And, yeah, we are from the future. That's the bottom line. We don't belong here, at least being star people don't. And that's the problem we have right now is navigation insofar as being here. We don't really need to be here anymore. But we have taken down a lot. I mentioned that earlier. And that's good. I mean, it may not seem like we've taken anything down, but believe me, we have. And we also hold the space off planet, so which means everything that they've tried to create here stays here, and nothing gets to move on when it comes down to them. I'm not talking about us. So there is that division, and there is breakaway happening. But in the meantime, it's like, we're just
happening.
Working on our project.
It is happening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You and know, people, I had been... Sorry, Madeline. Didn't mean
people thought
you.
The mafia was bad, huh?
Oh, they just changed their name. They went to MasterCard and Visa.
The same.
They just changed their name.
Thing. Yeah. It's still organized crime. There's no doubt about it.
Money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
They learned well.
Over. Well, you know, they didn't have anything if they didn't have intelligence gathering. If they didn't have the intelligence gathering stealing everybody else's inventions and ideas and information, they'd be dead in the water. The only reason they look or appear powerful is because they've stolen everybody's stuff and they're running with it. And as soon as that falls away, they're naked. You know, they have nothing to bring to the plate because of the cosmos. And they don't have anything to bring to the plate here. If you look at them, their IQs are low. They have lots of money, but that's about it. You know, they might hire some intelligent people, but those intelligent people are usually the thieves that steal everybody else's research and data. So I'm not really impressed with anybody in their departments.
Mm-mm. No, I really think the best thing they could do is be working on themselves right now. You know, I know.
But that's a nice idea.
I think she went to an alternate reality.
you're trying to work on yourself. Here, be a good person. Don't last about 10 minutes.
You know, give away your billions.
Like I said before, they owe me quite a bit of money.
Oh,
I'll never see it. But somehow
I'm
collecting. Let me tell you something, man. I'm like the bone collector. They don't pay me in this lifetime. Somebody's going to pay up. Something is going to pay up. Because that's something that is it's not one of these jubilees where they get away with it. No, they owe. And I'm keeping a tally big time on it.
Accountability. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, they have accountability not only to me, but other beings here too. I mean, when you look at the masses in general, every sabotage they do, every psyop they do, that's accountability. And that takes on a whole different formula where they have to pay for what they've done. And we're not talking gods and demons and, you know, prison and jails and this, that, and the other. There is accountability on a cosmic scale, and they have to pay up.
Yep.
And nobody else can pay it for them. And this is something I don't think they get to their thick little brains.
They don't
skulls,
get it.
Is that they
That's
really
the part
are.
They don't get.
They
yeah,
have
they don't get
to
that.
Pay the Reaper. They really do. And you don't sacrifice everybody else to pay the Reaper. It's kind of like, you want to pay the ferryman? You better pony up your own money and stop using everybody else's. That's pretty much what it's boiling down to.
I think you're absolutely right. They thought that they could have other people take the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it doesn't work like that. See, they're so stupid. They're so stupid.
They're stupid. You know, I love when you say that because it's true. I've never seen such incompetence in my entire life, and I'm amazed that incompetent rejects can sit here and run countries and have the illusion and delusion of power. That's like, wow. I mean,
they're not even sticking to the Constitution. They're giving the money. Mm-hmm. They're giving the people's money away with not even asking the people if they could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, this is another thing. You have to disassociate yourself from titles here, which means you're not the people, you're star beings. You're not from here initially. And I know it sounds like sci-fi and everybody knows, but I'll tell you point blank, that's the language has to change. How you see yourself, how you project yourself, and what they are has to change. And this is only by directing information. I was like, oh, everybody's the people. We're not the people. We're not consumers. And this whole idea, well, what are they, subhuman class entity? That's what I call them anyways, because that's what they are. But they have no clout in any formula, but people have allowed them to have clout, and they felt good about it. They delegated their power to these people, and now they're out of control, and now they're trying to kill every one of them. and people just sitting there like, you know, no big deal. Well, what's the point in being alive then if you think it's no big deal if you just want to slow kill in a Dachau? Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I really think they don't believe it, you know?
No, they're just brainwashed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're socially engineered, and then they're slept to such a degree that they wouldn't snap out of it, and if they did, they'd probably have a psychotic break at this point. So, you know, it's probably best to keep them drugged, keep them asleep, and just let the dream continue. And then they die, and then they don't go anywhere.
Yeah, the sad part about it is so many people are just dropping dead from taking the Kool-Aid.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's just one little Jim Jones event. What about the other stuff that's going on? We were talking about that train disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the movie you mentioned, and I know Mark Snyder mentioned the movie, too, and I mentioned Super 8, because that also took place in Ohio, even though it was more it's like sci-fi.
Yeah, and Ohio is like right next door to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I had a dream. Which way the wind blows, right? And so far as some of these toxins. Go ahead.
No, it was a long, long time ago I had a dream, like when I lived in America. And in the dream, something happened in Ohio. And people were saying to me, what's happening? What's happening? And then something happened with the moon right after it. And I was telling people to stay calm. That they were changing into their light bodies, like just relax. And they were all like, I was walking through this field and somebody was saying, but what happened to Ohio? And somebody was saying it was a bomb. There was like a nuclear bomb. And I was like, relax, just breathe. Like, and all these
don't
little
breathe light. In Ohio.
Yeah.
What year was that?
No, don't breathe in Ohio. That dream maybe 30 years ago. I was looking through some old books because I knew that I had dreams about Ohio in the past. Cool. Yeah. So they were all changing
the Mothman too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily that location, but when you think about it, I'm surprised we haven't seen some winged psyop running around over there.
Well, that's
right on some of these trains.
That movie's called White Noise, and it's supposed to be on Netflix.
Right, yeah. Well, isn't that nice? Yeah, White Noise, huh? I referenced that back in 2004, but it wasn't for that. How interesting. Yeah. Well, they seem to be attached to the train scenery these days, so we'll see where else they decide to go. They're trying to hit air of holiday, apparently, poisoning everybody. Let's look at the water now. The water supplies will get, some kind of contamination.
I was thinking
about
that.
That's pretty much the biggest terrorist attack you could ever do. We've talked about that before. That's the biggest vulnerable spot is the water. Dams and the water supply, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just gave the CIA another idea.
No, they already had it.
They get so creative. Yeah. They get so creative. Yeah, they got a bunch of newbies in their offices these days. Little woke rejects and, you know, they'll do anything for a thrill.
But I mean, this is serious, you know. Well, it's serious.
It's murder. It's sabotage. It's terrorism. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it right under the nose of the people. Like I said before, is this any different than releasing a bioweapon 2 years ago?
Right. And this is a bioweapon.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Anything that's basically putting you in harm's way, causing toxins, making your lungs burn, you know, it has all kinds of bad side effects, not to mention the animals that are getting taken down.
Yep.
The ecology, the wildlife, this and the other. So you got all kinds of things happening here, and that doesn't even include the aerial stuff that I've talked about. I went into that on Mark's show today.
Think about the birds that are full.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where these white snow geese come from, but there was a whole bunch of them.
You know what? We hear a lot about this whole scene. Yeah. It seems to me like this is moving too slow. Like I said before, it's like a movie. You know, it's like stuff you're watching in slow motion. It's like, you little chicken shit bastards. If you want to do something, do it. But don't do half-ass. And this is what I've seen. Half-ass stunts that are causing a lot of problems, but literally slow motion. Slow kill, slow death. Slow torture.
Yeah.
And what for? I mean, you know.
Like, because they're sick.
When you destroy the planet, what are you going to have?
Well, this place can regenerate itself. The terraform rock called Earth is fine. But people, they're going to go extinct. They're already slated for extinction. They are. And the beings that are star beings, we're going to be off planet anyway at some point in space time. So I'm not too concerned. But it's interesting to watch it and call it out as it is. And honestly, it's just amazing to me to see this on this timeline.
Oh, yeah. It's the slow the slow plot of taking it all down, you know, so they're just like piece by piece, because you cannot do one thing to one part of the planet without it affecting everything at some point, like the currents, the air currents, the rain, everything. So what's happened in Ohio will be all over the planet. Like, it's the same way what happened in Japan with Fukushima, you know, Chernobyl. I mean, we still have deer here, like wild deer that show radioactive material in their meat. So, I mean, that never ever really went away. It just went into the soil and became part of the ecosystem here. And how long ago was Chernobyl? You know, like,
pretty long ago.
Yeah, pretty long
ago. Well, they had Fukushima too, which was shoveled on the carpet. But all kinds of things.
Probably still dripping.
Yeah, the whole place is a toxic cesspool at this point in space-time, which is probably one of the reasons the breakaways in beyond Antarctica are pissed off. But I can tell you, you know, it's negligence. It's sheer negligence, but it's done by the people who have initiated this, are the people in the illusion of power here. They're the ones behind the scenery that started this crap. We could have gone free energy decades and centuries ago, and nobody wanted to put that out there because for some reason they want a slave race, which doesn't make any sense to me, because that's against universal code law. If they knew that, they wouldn't be doing any of that stuff. And whoever says Anunnaki wants enslavement, that's not true. We are not supposed to have any slavery at all. We have machine worlds off planet that can do the work of a slave. So why on earth do you need two leggings? You don't. Yeah. Bottom line, you don't. So
well, that's where a lot of
the whole agenda doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, the misinformation as far as like past civilizations and all that is all like it's all manufactured. Like there's like the Anunnaki. I mean, how many?
It never resonated with that at all.
No,
not at all.
Either
it doesn't ring in any formula. I don't care who argues it. I don't resonate with it. I get the others and some different celestial types, but not that group. Not that particular group.
No, that's a made up group, and
it makes no sense. No, I agree. Disney. I totally agree with you.
Disney. They have another name, and that's not. It's no Anunnaki. Yes.
Well, what about those guy that was on our, I think he was on all of our shows. This is Chong. And
Samuel.
Oh, he's good. No, I like him.
I like
him.
I didn't agree with all his data either. I mean, that's all channeled material. That's based on the contactee experience.
Right.
And not even his contactee experience.
Right.
I think he had some very good points he made, but it didn't register with me from what I know off planet. I don't fall into the trap of the UFO community or that group of people that is on that bandwagon. I just don't. So I see things very differently, and I understand the sentient machine intelligence off planet, which is, it has nothing to do with anything that looks like what they're trying to describe here. That's why I laugh on Ancient Aliens when they show all these, you know, whatever, they're supposed to be these gods, the long beards and stuff. And the other, I'm sorry, they don't even look close to off-world intelligent beings. They're not even, like, what the hell is that supposed to be? Primordial crap? What is this, Gilligan's Island? I mean, honestly, these guys need to step up to the plate. And they've been don't get me started. But it does bother me. It really does.
I know. Oh, it's a freak show. Like,
it is a freak show. And I hate freak shows. I never liked freak shows when they had them in the circuses and they come around. Remember, didn't they call them freak shows back then? The people sticking their nails up their noses and all kinds of
weird. No, I didn't like it.
I mean, I hated all that weird crap, man. That creepy crap. The four weirdos trying to make some bucks. This is what we're looking at right now in America. I'm sorry. But that's what DC looks like right now. Same crap. It's funny how they're chasing balloons.
Well, they're not even supposed to have anybody in DC. They're not even there.
Besides the black hole. Well, they might as well not be because they're extinct anyway as a species. So they might as well be extinct already. I don't know what they're loitering around for. You know, to me, it's just, and then of course, you know, Harris and her big mouth and the rest of them, the worthless imbeciles.
Oh my God. She's
blaming Russia, saying they're the war criminals when she's a war criminal. It's like, really, bitch? Let me show you all the technology you guys have misused against civilians here in America, and let's talk war crimes, shall we?
Yeah.
Not only can I talk about that, I can prove it. Seriously, they're out of their league.
They don't even go out here to investigate. They don't go down to the border to see what's going on. They don't
know what's going on.
Train wreck.
They don't care.
Why would they?
Right.
They'd be held accountable to some degree. If they don't want any accountability, they're going to sit there and coast around with their Secret Service who have their fingers up their butts. I mean, seriously, I'm so disgusted with that whole community of imbeciles. I have nothing nice to say about any of them because they've completely been the problem and not the solution. Mm-hmm. You know, and then a bunch of clowns in Congress and the Senate and, you know, get rid of all those areas. DOJ is a nightmare on Elm Street. They should have been shut down a long time ago. They were the ones that were literally the criminal cabal initiating 90% of the covert warfare programs that attacked and destroyed and murdered people, civilians especially. They are held accountable for because they did that. They signed off on a lot of those projects.
Yeah.
So you're people that are no good. They're just no good. And then yet there's, why are they being held accountable? Okay. There are some problems here in this area. And actually, I think America's going to get its ass kicked. It's already compromised. It's already invaded. So at this point, it's kind of like, hold on for the ride, if you ask me. Oh. And I'm not here to, like I said, I'm done with them.
Look at the earthquake they had in Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that was another one they speculated was connected to direct energy weapons, which I suspect, yeah, I agree.
Right.
Brooks Agnew was talking about that, and he had a lot of good footage.
Mm-hmm.
Probably possible, because I know they use it for all kinds of stuff. Why not that? It's not unheard of.
Right, mm-hmm. Because some of those buildings just they want to play look with like rubble.
Oh, they can do that, no problem. Mm-hmm. Like, remember the guy, I don't know if he was the prime minister or the president, was it Iran? And he was going on about, like, the reason their crops were failing was because it was a weather war. I mean, this guy was about 20 years ago, I remember, and they were all saying, oh, he's crazy, he's nuts. I think he was right that the country had been attacked and they were using aerial warfare. And I remember... I think I told you about this, Solaris. It was an ex-astronaut. And this was before Willow was born, so it would have been like the late 80s. I had one channel in the Catskill Mountains, and it was like Channel 6 or something came out of New Jersey, and it was a live thing I was watching. It was a news thing, and it was live. Mm-hmm. And it was Bush Sr. He was president. And it was the news guy, and this ex-astronaut flew into the camera space and accosted the senior Bush, and he was shouting, why don't you tell them about the earthquakes? Why don't you tell them about the earthquakes? And everybody's face, they were all shuffling around, and the next thing, this guy was kind of carted off. His name was Michael Green. I remember writing it down. Like, I still have it in a little notebook. I wrote the date. I wrote his name. Because I wanted to find out who he was. Because they had said that he had had a mental break and he was an ex-astronaut, that he worked for NASA. You know, I couldn't find any trace of this guy. His name was Michael Green. Mm. Yeah, I always remember that. Yeah, I always remember that. Mm-hmm. Because he yelled about earthquakes. Yeah. Why don't you tell them the truth about earthquakes? Yeah.
Well, that's just the big tip of the iceberg. That's very interesting. We'll have to see if we can dig up some research on that. I'm sure that was it's a generic name, so coded name almost, Michael Green. But right. Very, very interesting. And then the astronaut aspect. Well, and then, of course, Daddy Bush, he was the CIA, you know, CIA freak. Mm-hmm. So,
wonder about that.
It's all entangled. I mean, they were part of the problem, what happened to me, to some degree. I mean, besides the band, there was a lot of people signing off. That was 2004, that was Bush's and...
Oh, they were part of the problem.
It's also the crowd. Like, it's also the crowd. Like, I'm not particularly talking about individuals, but the organization that is the crown. Like, that's the name that they give to it. They're big time. Like, that's where your James Bond and all that comes from.
Oh,
the MI6
people you're talking about?
Yeah.
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 Well, it's a spinoff of CIA or intelligence communities on a global scale. We have all kinds of stuff. No, I agree with you. And they all work hand in hand. There's no doubt about that. They're all interconnected.
Oh, definitely.
It's a global intelligence network. It's not just the D.C. area or anything like that. No, not at all. They're all interconnected. There's no doubt. But that is interesting to see how these guys play their art. But at everybody else's expense and suffering is the problem. You know, it's kind of like... Just do what you want to do, but stay out of my airspace is my point with these people. This
I got a question. Like, there's been times when you've called it a species war. Mm-hmm. So what species are they? Because they're subhuman plus entities.
They're indigenous to here. I know that. They're not off-world species, not in any formula.
Okay.
I don't care what people say about them. They're definitely not. And because we have the cosmic bloodline, which is off-planet. We have the celestial. Mm-hmm. We come from a different space-time configuration, but it's a very small percentage of star beings that are like that. So we're kind of unique in a very, very interesting way. And the majority, some come from different star systems. Some that are here may not have recall of them. But these guys know they're subhuman class entities. I think, in my opinion, my assessment, that just knowing what I know about the electronic interface programs and the types of warfare programs they have, that I believe they've been interconnected to such a degree, they've taken on a persona of a reverse engineered extraterrestrial, possibly, and think they're part of that bloodline. Okay. But that is not extraterrestrial. That's reverse engineered technology. It's a very good command program, and it is deceptive as hell. And I know that, like, the Pope, he's always hearing the angels, and I've given everybody a hard time about that because of the types of interconnection programs that can create that. Which would basically, they would think it was a god or a demon or a ghost or anything. That's Jesus talking. Yeah. This is talking to me. It's a technology. It is a command program, and that's how they break down people, create synthetic altars. I broke down the tech when I was interconnected, which blew them out of the water. So I can assess everything. But I also know we're cosmic beings. Not all of us, but a lot of us are here in the sense of beings like us. And that's why we don't put up with the crap here. And we can also ride these technologies, interface them. We can rewrite them. We can reconfigure them, which is another reason I was attacked this past 2.5 to 2 years. All kinds of stuff. So the species, there's definitely a species war here. And they're definitely against the white cosmic beings. And what I mean by, it's not just about white race wars, and, you know, going after whitey. It is the bloodline of the white celestials that they're after.
That's it.
If anybody hasn't noticed it yet, I will point it out to you. But it is definitely going on. So very interesting to me to observe that. And, you know, it's funny because you can go by your ancestors, and I might have mentioned this to you, Carolyn, before, but, you know, we look at our ancestry, and we have old lineage here for sure. We've had our ancestors have had interaction with the visitors and all that, and we have too in other formulas, and we've also come from other star systems before we showed up here. But there's more to it than that. I mean, there's all kinds of information,
there's a lot,
and also contracts, not even contracts, but in my opinion, there are beings that were committed to protecting or guarding or inherited into the DNA to assist us on the timeline, if I can explain that. So that's pretty much what I've noticed recently. Is that we've inherited certain beings who are activated in frequency that are here, that are part of our lineage that come in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can take that however you want, but, you know, I mean, I talk about the Mayflower a lot because that's where a lot of the linear ancestry came from on my mother's side. But, you know, I look at the people who were on that boat. We got the Bushes were on that boat, man. We came in all together on that. So, all of us. So, does that mean we're related? I think we are. Which is like, okay, so they owe me some money, I guess, huh? But never mind. But no, we're not reptiles. I'm not a reptile.
No.
So, but
no.
I mean, I definitely have an ability to access things. It's not that I'm sure you all do, too. And I know you do have your gifts and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's very interesting to see. And now they're trying to play this card here, but it seems to me that they're just trying to create one shade of garbage and then pretty much eradicate this place. And it's not the meek that will inherit the earth. I mean, this place is a terraform rock. It's a machine language interface. It's capable of AI. And I've mentioned that in my books many, many times over. So, yeah, it's kind of like, where does mankind go? Well, we had a little haven, and I find that we're going to have to leave and get away from these people. You know, whether you want to talk about lifeboats or whatever it is. I know people have mentioned that in the past. I think we do have ways out, and, you know, Carolyn and I have been working on some different stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, even although, like, I'm kind of being grumpy and complaining and stuff, I actually feel really, really good in myself, you know?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of liberating knowing that, you know what, this is a done deal, this is over, we're at the edge of the black, let's just make a jump. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because I'm at the point where I've exhausted all avenues to even do anything to compromise the situation. I mean, they've gone above and beyond. I'm just talking about myself. But when it comes down to what they've done to me for the past so many years, I'm just like, I'm ready to just say, okay, I'm done with this scenery. And it's like no looking back, but it's like these bullies don't get their way. They don't hey, let's go snicker, snicker, ha-ha. You know, there's a big foot that's going to come down on their freaking heads. Okay, so there is a payback for all these little psychopaths. And a lot of those divisions, like I said, they're brainwashed and they're bipolar, they're mentally ill, and they have high-powered jobs and a lot of income, and, you know, they're all compromised. They're all psychologically damaged goods. So,
yeah,
that's a fact, you know. Sorry,
it's a fact.
It's true.
Yep. I mean, there was I follow a couple of people like that are in different countries, and there's one that I kind of, I listen to what he says. He's like his family are like wilderness, like up in Norway, and I guess there was celebrities, there was pictures of celebrities going around, and they had a packet of cocaine in their hand. And he was having a meltdown, you know, because a lot of the celebrities do have influence on the young. The young do, you know. So it's, these people are disgusting, though. You know,
they're all handled. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, they're disgusting. The industry. It's so ugly, yeah. And I just feel broken. Yeah, it's all broke. It's broke.
Yeah. If you look at anybody who's in the industry itself, they have to have handlers. There's no way they can have that kind of influence over the masses without a handler. It has to happen. Even with people in politics, they will always have a handler. There'll always be somebody there to control and manipulate them, in one formula or another. Yeah. It's just going to happen. They cannot run rogue. They cannot run independently. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I guess you could say it's a compromise they make for their big bucks and their fame and the illusion of fame, but what do you have in the end? You see how these people are broken down. I think Madonna's a good example of somebody who's literally just completely a disaster and
unrecognizable. Wreck,
for sure.
Yeah.
All the plastic surgery. I mean, my God, I mean, with her money, I mean, what the hell did she pay for with that? That's the most disgusting plastic surgery.
I'd want my money back.
If you look at her back in the early days, if you look at her back in the early days in her 20s, she had a hooked nose, she was fat, she wasn't very, very pretty. And all of a sudden she went over like so much money. This is shows you what money does. It buys looks, or in a sense of it may make you look prettier than you used to be. And a lot of these people in Hollywood have gotten the plastic surgery and they look really nice. I mean, some of them do, but eventually if they get too much of it, it just becomes, holy crap. You know, what
happened? They all look the same.
I think we saw Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was unrecognizable, but I find that he was more of a walk-in. You know, when you look at him, not only was he MK Ultra, in my opinion, I think he had extraterrestrial design work in him. I really do. I think he was very, very nebulous when it came down to who he really was, but also completely handled and brainwashed. And, you know, he was never free from them. He was, and he had so much talent, you know, and I know people say a lot of things that he was involved in. I mean, I can't confirm any of that, but I can tell you point blank, he was definitely programmed, but there was a side to him that was pure. So maybe he wanted to check out. Maybe he had had enough. You know, you never know how that works. A lot of these people probably say, you know what, I'm done. I'm out of the game. I went out of here. I went out of this contract.
But then we don't even know whether he's out of here. Do you know what I mean? Because
well,
some of these things, I think they stage these, that they're dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do it all the time. I was suspicious about certain people in 2020 who supposedly died. Yeah, absolutely. Because they have the money to pull it off. They have the money to pull a lot of things off. So why not their deaths? You know, if you have that kind of money and you're a very wealthy person, and you could live in another world that's almost like a breakaway to this one with free energy, why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you just leave? I would.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't stay here.
But if I was Madonna, I would want my money back. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, she better get her money back. Yeah, I never cared for her much anyway.
No, me but, neither. You know,
she's not the Black Madonna. Sorry.
No.
You know, she hijacked the name.
She
that's another bastardization of the name.
Yeah.
Well, the goddess and the Madonna. You know, it's a great, it's a great gimmick. It's a great thing to do while you're out there. You know, she made a lot of money off of it. I forget what her other name is, her pseudo name, but, you know, it is what it is in the illusion of space time. Just like that other chick, I can't remember her name either, but they all just prop themselves up. You know, I call them, I used to say it, pee on parade, you know, you can fill in the blank, but that's pretty much what it was, painted ponies, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them have talent, a lot of them don't.
A lot of them really don't have talent.
They don't have any talent. She didn't either, actually. When she first started, she sang through her nose. She had a horrible voice. But, you know, studio will do everything. I mean, they can do so much with your voice after a while that people can actually sound decent. I mean, you and I could go in a studio and sound like freaking stars. You know, we had special effects and this and the other. I mean, not that we have bad voices to begin with. My point is you can polish anybody up and make them sound good. I don't believe there's any such thing as like a bad-looking person or, you know, they all have some kind of a talent you can shine.
It was her riskiness, right? She was seen as risky. So
well, she was sleazy.
She was.
Look at her. She's just like a hooker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't a prude back in the day. I actually had my own way of looking pretty, but
Now, all these people want to look like hookers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they got to look like hookers. Yeah, they do look like call girls. Well, it's like Vegas acts. That's what I call them, cheap Vegas acts, because that's what they look like. If they, and again, if you're beautiful and you want to, you know, accentuate your body, I get it. It's, why not? But my point is that sometimes that's all they use, and there's nothing left.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe was a prime example of that. You know, they used
she
her
had
out.
Brain, though. She was like smart.
She was smart, yeah.
She was an intelligent lady. I mean, some of these women back in the day were actually intelligent women. And they were beautiful. They didn't have plastic surgery. I don't think she had anything done. Raquel Welch didn't have anything done back in the day. These were gorgeous women. And nowadays, boy, it's way different now. Like I said,
even
I mean,
Lucille
I my mother.
She was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Lucille
smart
Ball,
women.
I mean, loved her.
Who was the other one? Was it Hedy Lamarr? I mean, all these women were fantastic. They were brilliant. They were beautiful. And they didn't have to have a ton of plastic surgery. And they didn't have to dress like whores. They were just gorgeous women.
Right? Yeah. I know.
Times have changed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the more sleazy and disgusting you get on the stage, the more people want to see it. It's a circus act. That's a circus act.
Mm-hmm. But there's a timestamp on it. You know, there's a timestamp on it. They use them up. They get to 40, that's it, you know?
Even with MK Ultra, like I said before, if you start getting older... unless you get a regeneration chamber, 40 years old. Actually, if you look like when I was 40, I looked like I was 30. So I did look like I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, these people who are washed up out in the industry, I mean, after they're and men and women, but they still have talent. Like if you're a musician, you still have talent. You're older. Nobody cares. You get out there and you're 100 years old. They're going to pay to see you.
Yeah.
Some of these people, but they're trying to keep themselves. Like Cher's another one. I mean, she's done a lot of work on herself. And I must admit, she looks good, but. So do wax dolls in the museum. You know?
I've
seen corpses and, you know, they paint them up and make them look good too, like that. You know, I give her credit for trying, but still,
do you
after
think
all
Dolly
the body
Parton
work,
had any work done?
Oh my gosh, she must have. She looks fat.
She does. I love Dolly.
Yeah.
Parton. These women have great surgeons. I mean,
yeah.
She looks really good. I mean, she looks beautiful, but, you know,
well, look
well
at Tina Turner.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tina,
another
I love
great
her.
One.
I love Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. I love her too.
Yeah, but she was a natural beauty back in the day. I mean, she didn't. I don't think she did a lot of work on.
I saw her in person.
So,
Oh,
I bet that was great.
Yeah, and I saw Sonny and Cher.
Wow.
Did you
and
like
the
that?
Beatles.
The Beatles. The Beatles. That would have been
Beatles.
Fun. What'd you think?
Yeah.
Think about the Beatles. Was it all freak show and everybody screaming?
Oh no! I was third row center in Atlantic City.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, very cool.
That's awesome. You should have saved your ticket. Did you ever save it?
I don't think
you know,
I
ticket
did.
To the show? Because it would be worth a lot of money, and that's why I said that.
Probably.
That, you know, that kind of memorabilia. But, yeah, that's cool. Back in the day, you know, they had concerts for very cheap. Tickets weren't that expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People used to stand. Remember we used to camp and, you know, wait for tickets all night? I don't know if they still do that anymore, but back in the day. I mean, that was like it wasn't dangerous back then. It was kind of fun, you know. But you'd be up all night for
you know,
a stupid
when the women would go running after the Beatles. I was with my friends and I grabbed her arm and said, "Come on, there they go."
We're one of those. Oh my God.
I was one of those.
You know, I feel sorry for guys because he's chasing them like that.
I slept all night for tickets for the B-Side Rollers. When I was 14, and my friends, and some of your parents were there, like to keep an eye on us. But we thought we were so grown up, like queuing with sleeping bags all night long.
Yeah, that's so cute.
For the Bay City Rollers, oh my God,
How funny! Well, it's like kids camping in their backyard with a tent. You know, I'm going camping, and they're in the backyard with Twinkies and whatever else, but. Yeah, those were innocent times, weren't they? Even though they were under an umbrella of control, they never realized it was there.
Right.
Very, very different.
Yep. Well, they
changed.
At the same time as the B-City Rollers, there was Gary Glitter. Do you remember Gary Glitter?
His
Glitter
familiar.
Band. Well, he was arrested and in jail. He just spent the last maybe 15 years in jail for paedophilia.
Oh,
and they just let him out. Yep, they just let him out.
They have a different name for it now.
Is it
not
something
pedophilia.
Else?
What is it? It's not pedophilia. Pedophilia is the psychological term that they use for somebody who has the urge. But once they've they've done it, they're now a sex offender.
Well, I don't call it that anymore.
No?
What is it? The Q thing?
I don't know.
Isn't that what just, they are?
It's just, I think it's so stupid.
Whatever it is, it's not appropriate.
Not appropriate. And these people should never be let.
It's a predator thing. It's a predator thing. Yeah, people want to prey on young children. That's a predator. That's not somebody that you want around your kids. If a kid grows up and it's 21 years old and wants to hang out with an 80-year-old guy or whatever, then fine. But no, children should not be, they should not be victimized by anything like that, in my opinion. So,
But then, he was a musician.
Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of,
like the way they move around.
I think it's inherited, too.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah. I mean, this is something they're promoting right now in this country, is that kind of behavior, which is inexcusable. Yeah. You know, I don't care. I'm attracted to this, therefore I get to do it. No, you don't. I don't give a shit what you're attracted to. Get your act together. Do some work on yourself. Leave everybody else alone.
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
Stop preying on people that are innocent.
There's
I shouldn't have to police. There's something wrong. They're psychologically damaged, what I call damaged goods.
Whether definitely.
Believe it or not, I don't care. And usually that can be inherited into the bloodlines. There's obviously something along the way that happened to them. They want to project it onto somebody else. Chances are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Whether it was a family member. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are abused that don't turn into abusers, you know?
Right. They should. Well, the program, the MKUltra, you're kind of programmed to comply with your handler. Of course, that doesn't work all the time, obviously. But that's the whole idea behind it, is to trust your handler. But no. And this is wrong. I mean, what's going on here is it's disgusting. You know, it's unevolved, unascended, and unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And a lot of the systems are set up, like the foster care system, you know, like there's a lot of systems that are set up that children get trapped in these things and then they become the victims. And then when they get older, they might think about bringing charges, but they are so low on the totem pole. The way that the law is set up here, nobody believes them. They're foster care kids. They're kids who came out of care, troubled children. So it's a whole system that feeds into itself.
Well, I think the biggest problem is, like I said before, it's the federal, I don't know if you call it federal or just corporate government. Bottom line is the corporation under the guise of a government, whatever state or country it is, doesn't matter anymore. We're dealing with a dysfunctional area that is literally the predator. And it's getting to the point where it's becoming so obvious and so defective that something has to change. You know, this has poisoned generations of people, and now they're poisoning more with what they're doing here in the U.S. And it's like, you know, pointing fingers at everybody else, the narcissistic sociopaths in D.C., but they're never looking at themselves in the mirror saying, we are the problem. And they are the freaking problem. Let me point it out to them. Let me send some different beings to point that out to them. You know, they're definitely the fucking problem. Excuse my French, I don't swear. But
what they complain about is what they are actually doing.
Yeah, it's like constantly sickening to me. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole idea behind that narcissistic sociopathic thing. It's like it's reversing. It's a bad reversal, you know, onto the innocent.
Yeah,
it's like
I mean, why would you want to talk sex and that type of thing to like 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds?
I wouldn't.
It's disgusting.
Even
you know,
encourage
you want to educate them
to get a sex change operation. What's wrong with these people?
No, they're basically they don't have a life, so they want to make everybody else's a mess. You know, obviously, their lives aren't together. They're dysfunctional.
But I mean, why? If you were a teacher, why would you even agree to that?
Because they're brainwashed and getting a paycheck. That's why. Look at society. I mean, it's a broken society. Honestly, they don't think for themselves. They don't step out of the box. They're afraid to step out of the box. Heaven forbid they step out of the box. You know, somebody might call you a terrorist, or somebody might put you in jail, or threaten to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Somebody might be pounding your door down at 3 a.m. You know, I'm sick and tired of the bullying that's going on here. People have a right to an opinion, and they have a right to communicate that opinion, and nobody should be penalized for that. I don't care what it is. So, and if they see something wrong, it used to be back in the day, see something, say something. Well, we see a lot, we're saying a lot, but apparently it's rubbing
people
the wrong
listening.
Way. So, no, they're listening.
Nobody's
all right.
Listening.
They're
eavesdropping. That's true.
Oh yeah.
They're listening. They don't like what they're hearing. That's the problem.
Because they're listening.
We're not
yeah,
saying,
that's
oh
true.
Yeah. I'll jump on the bandwagon, everybody.
I told somebody to mind their own business the other day
there.
Yeah. It was a telephone call. Excellent. It was a telephone call, and I had just basically said, why don't you mind your own business and let me deal with this myself? And he accused me of being threatening. This was
well, you can't elaborate, but that's interesting.
Yeah, but
they're threatened by your strength.
Yeah, because I said, mind your own business. Yeah, I was like, what?
Well, yeah, well, heaven forbid if you project your voice on them, they'll say, stop yelling at me. Because you can't project your voice anymore without people thinking you're yelling. And, you know, as a martial arts instructor, I've mentioned this before, I've taught martial arts. I never used a mic. I always projected my voice, and it's not yelling at people, it's command, you know, it's programming as far as just communication. But, oh boy, if I even project that energy, I'm feeling scared, I'm nervous, stop yelling at me. I'm like, look, you better grow some freaking scales, okay? And honestly, that's how they're training the military these days.
Training everybody.
What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah, everybody's a threat. Everybody's a threat. Oh, my God, the balloon's a threat. This is a threat.
Oh, geez.
You know, I'm just sick and tired of it, quite honestly. So, like, you know what? You're afraid of the boogeyman. We'll show you a real boogeyman. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about when you say something that somebody doesn't agree with, you do become I've been accused of, like, oh, you're yelling at me. Stop yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm not yelling. You know, I'm disagreeing with you.
Psychologically fragile, Carolyn. You know? They can't handle it. They've been like, what's the matter, Johnny? Here's your teddy bear. Here's your rubber boom, and there's your balloon. No, it's okay. No, you just stay right there and take your meds. Oh, no, the world isn't like that, folks. Sorry.
No, it's not.
I'm not playing that card. I said it before. I'll take that water fountain and throw it right out the window. Had it.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
We've all had it. Enough of this crap.
Oh, I've had it. I want any part of it. I mean, you can't tell somebody mind their own business that they're telling you you're threatening them. You're threatening.
Well, you know, look where I've been. I laughed at that because I was pushed through a warfare program. I exposed it, and he called me a level 3 threat. Okay, get it. Really, I've been there.
You're the threat.
I'm the threat because I told the truth and I disclosed what they were doing. Yeah, I'm the problem. No, I'm not the problem. I was targeted by the interconnection program. They, you know, like I said, they extract me in the program. But that's the kind of stuff they do. It's PSYOP reversal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by their threat assessment is, well, if she resists and she starts to fight us, then she's a threat. Well, maybe you shouldn't be bullying and torturing people, jackass. And maybe I wouldn't be countering, right? Maybe you should mind your own business. And you're right, Carolyn. That's exactly what they should be doing, is minding their own damn business and getting their noses and their eavesdropping devices on everybody's house and everybody's phone and everything
else.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep. This crap.
Yep.
Yeah. Heaven forbid all their satellites crash and burn. I won't be crying. God.
No, I won't be. I'd be jumping up and down, man.
Yay! Oh, we're heading for a break. Well, that went by fast. Everybody, we'll be right back. I have the lovely Madeline Rudy and Caroline Bell. Tumbly, where have I speak this? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio, Freedom's Lips.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
Now, you know, I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down and...
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories. What do you believe?
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio.
Show them what we got there.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raven Stars Reaching Hour. I am your host, Solaris Blue Raven. I am joined by my lovely co-hosts tonight. I have Carolyn Bell Tumblety joining me from her show over there at KTR. We're going to get into where and how you can listen to her show, Navigating the Truth. And I have Madeline Rudy of Life in the Hologram. And, of course, that's on KTR as well. It's a pleasure to have them both here tonight. And thank you, ladies, for joining me this early and late hour.
You're welcome. It's always
fun. And let's
tell
everybody, it is fun. And I'm so glad to hear both of you. And we get to chime in on a lot of different details. Let everybody know how to listen to your show, Madeline and Caroline. And let everybody know who your upcoming guests are as well. You don't mind?
Well, Caroline's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Today.
That's right. Yes, Navigating the Truth. I have my daughter. My daughter's going to be on.
Oh,
Willow
nice.
Tumblety. Yep. Oh, she's going to put me straight up in politics. Yeah. She tells me that what is happening is the collapse of capitalism. So we'll get into that. Yeah.
How sweet. I'm going to have to check that. If I can't listen to it live, I'll definitely get the archive on that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And what time is the show?
The show is 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's 6 p.m. in the UK.
Perfect. everybody. And that's on Casey Warner, everyone, so tune in for that.
Yeah, and I forget.
You did a stellar job there.
Thank you.
Perfect. And Madeline, you're welcome.
Yeah, we're on Tuesday afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 5, and I have Mark Florentino on. He's always an interesting guest.
What's he talking about?
He talks about Einstein's theory of relativity. And I think he's been doing some other... No. He's been doing some other interesting things.
Okay.
All kinds of things. So we'll see.
Sounds cool. You always have some very good guests on here. Both of you have excellent guests.
Oh, yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I love
tune in, everybody. KCOR is our kind of our, I don't call it a sister station, but we are connected. So, yes. And I'm over there too, of course. I already know it's not.
Yeah.
Causing trouble. Yeah. For sure. That's good.
Yeah, you always have interesting guests.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was very, very interesting. The other night I had David Brody on. He was talking about the Knights Templar.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it too. Yeah,
he's very, very nice. Really like him. Yeah.
What do you have to say about them?
Quite a bit, actually. When you think about it, it's how they were persecuted, for one, and secondly, how they were into goddess worship, which, of course, that's his perception, but I agree with him on that. I think it's more mystical than people realize. So, yeah, there's definitely something very sacred about that.
Well, he mentioned, the victors, we always talk about the victors get to write history.
Right, yeah.
And if we look at, if we put them side by side, history and what is currently happening today, everything that the politicians who don't care about the people ever are saying is actually going on. They're accusing everybody of doing this while they're doing it. And if we look at our history, what has been written and who was accused of what, chances are the accused was not the perpetrator, but the one writing the story. And I think that can be, we can use that now right across the board, and we can use current events to actually mirror it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whatever they told
it's interesting when they have these fusion centers.
What was that? Fusion centers?
Well, it's interesting they have the fusion centers because they're storing data and archives of information that are inaccurate on purpose. And it's kind of funny to see that it all needs to be flushed down the toilet because none of it's accurate. How can you keep data files on people when it's not accurate data based on their perception or misperception, shall we say, enforced misperceptions? So once again, it's a joke and a half. And then the only way you go beyond it all is to get into the true space-time full light Akashic and beyond the Akashics up here where the real data codes are stored. And plus, we have the data, too. At the cellular molecular level, we have the data. So it is interesting. Yeah. You're right, though. It is rewritten all over and over again. Mm-hmm. So how do you even look at it? I mean, who wants to be part of an equation that's based on a lie? That's what's so funny about some of the stuff we have. And he was talking about some of those archaeological digs and this, that, and the other. But you don't even know what you're getting half the time. I mean, who's sanitizing it? And Smithsonian's part of that whole game board. So, yeah, it's real interesting to see what these people have done under the guise of their own, big money and big bucks.
Well, back in the day, they used to have privy councils here. Like I'm talking 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago. And the purpose of the privy council was they would put on a big feast at their castle and they would invite everybody around. The purpose of that was to decide who they didn't like and who they were going to make stories up about. And then they would all go back to their countries, their villages, and they would start the takedown, whoever it was that they decide. It's social media today.
I was saying it sounds like those jackasses over there in Schwab and the lot, too.
Yeah, it never changed.
How are we going to take over the world? What are we going to do?
Yep.
Everybody will be broke and poor and be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's interesting. Some things just don't change, do they?
They don't change. No, it became a newspaper.
I had better things to do than create that.
Yeah, right. I know. Uh-huh. Like, why?
Can you imagine just spending your whole life making an enemies list? I'd be really? I have better things to do. I really do. My thing is, if you get in my way, I will annihilate you. I will find a way. But, everybody should coexist like ships in the night and just do your thing, and everybody should be able to navigate that way. They don't. Mm-hmm.
No,
everybody's got to crap in somebody else's backyard and start stuff up with this. It just doesn't make any sense to me how they operate here on this world.
Mm-mm.
They're all backwards and inverted, but that's social engineering, and it's a forced behavioral modification, and mm-hmm. most of that is generated from these corporations under the guise of government. And even now, I mean, Twitter, well, I can't say Twitter anymore, but definitely Facebook. I mean, that's behavior modification. Oh, if you mm-hmm. don't say this and say that, we'll, you know, shadow ban you, we'll pump, you know, you get bumped here and you can't have a voice on YouTube anymore, this, that, and the other. Well, that's behavior modification, and mm-hmm. that's a crime. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap what people say. It's the same thing.
They don't hide it. I mean, I read a pamphlet that came through the day.
They need their behavior modified. This is what's so
yeah.
funny. Go ahead, I'm sorry, I didn't walk on you there.
No, they don't, I mean, they the don't hide it. It's in their language now. Like, they're talking about putting a lot of bike paths here and footpaths, and the wording that they use is we have to coax the people, like get them into doing these things. Yeah, they don't even hide it. They don't hide it anymore, you know? Like, we're going to condition you, whether you like it or not.
No, I don't think so. How about they get conditioned? You know, they like that sort of thing. They'd love somebody to sit there with, like, a dominatrix. Is that what they call it, dominatrix? Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a whip and a crack a whip on their ass. I mean, seriously, these are the kind of people that really dig that. They want somebody to control them. But now they want to control everybody else. We're like, you know what? We're not having it. I'm not having it.
No, I'm not having
it. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I don't want stupid people controlling me. If you give me a sentient machine intelligence that I can learn from, that's a different story, and I still would let it control me. But my point is that no dumbass freak show is going to control my brainwave activity into whatever, you know. It just doesn't make any sense.
No.
That's unfortunate. But yeah, that's what they're doing, and that's why I never liked the Meta Group. And he changed the name for a reason. I think it's to protect his own corporation. Mm-hmm. But in all sense, the Metaverse. Like, that's so
important. I think they're supposed to be going after them.
Are they?
They are going to go after them. You know, they data mine, they sold your information, they've stolen mm-hmm. people's intellectual property, they've done shadow banning, behavior modification. That's a form of psychological abuse, by the way. And you're starting to take people's voice away because they have a different opinion. That's really what it boils down to. I don't care about the politics. If this person doesn't agree with that person, so be it. But you don't take down their page, and you don't take down who they are, and you don't ban them in little face F you in jail. Mm-hmm. Those are the crap. I mean, this little punk who lives on a beautiful island, who has trillions of dollars, who literally doesn't even need any money, who lives in La La Land, is making all these disgusting decisions against people who are literally just there to communicate. So, honestly, these people need a wake-up call, if you ask me.
Well, look at that guy.
That's the artificial intelligence interface.
Look at that. Look at that guy that perpetrated the biggest fraud in history with the Bitcoin, that FTX.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said before, remember they were all on the witch hunts against everyone and everything with the Trump thing, and
they
just became ridiculous.
They still blame that guy for things.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's their phantom. He's a thorn in their side. You know, that's all there is to it. Let him be a thorn in their side. If that's all it takes to provoke them to behave this way, wow. Guess they have thin skin, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they should get some scales going there, because honestly,
it's astonishing what they blame on him.
That really is.
They had to have somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's anybody who steps out of their perimeter of what they want as an agenda they're going to go after. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, the universe doesn't support these people. What do they think they're doing? They're some kind of heroes in some way. They think they have some kind of cosmic class, you know, out there. And they have nothing. I mean, these people are nothing without their billions and trillions. What is left of them after they have no money and they look in the mirror after what they've done here? What are they? Worthless pieces of crap. Seriously, I wish I could show them exactly what I see on the molecular, atomic, and cosmic scale.
Yeah. That would shock them. Mm-hmm.
Well, the bottom line is they'll be visited in some formula or another. I'm telling you right now, I don't care how nice they pretend to be. That's all a mask. That's a persona. And honestly, who they are at the core level is worthless.
Well,
it's showing itself.
Talking about like the extreme wealthy, the fact that they have that wealth, and yet a kid can still starve to death. Mm-hmm. That tells you right there, like, they don't see it as one world. They don't see it as taking care of your neighbor. That there's something about a person that can have way more than they could possibly ever need or use, and yet still sleep at night knowing there's a child that just starved to death. That to me, like, that's a really simple, like, explanation of it, but that tells you, like, they're not about coexisting, they're not about anything except themselves.
Mm-hmm. And controlling everybody else. But I think they enjoy watching people starve and suffer, because honestly, if they really cared, they probably would do something to rectify it.
Right.
Also, if you look at it on a bigger scale, some of these people don't deserve to have any of that money. A lot of it's been inherited. Some of them are trust fund babies. Some of them never even created anything. And somehow, some way, they managed to make trillions of dollars. So if you look at it on a bigger scale, a lot of it's blood money. It's not even theirs. And a lot of us who have been, you know, sanitized in the sense of our data, our information, our character assassinations, this and the other, we're owed money. Or quite a bit. So when you look at it on that level, there hasn't been a fair game board here at all. It's been completely lopsided. So that has to change, you know. But now the whole scenery is so defective. But now it's like, I have so many toys. What do I do with them? Whose life can I mess up? I have the money to destroy this person. I have the money to completely destroy this person's character. And they do it all the time. But there's a price to pay for those. There's no free shots in the cosmos. I said it before. So I don't care who they worship and what they worship. I don't give a crap. Universe knows what I know.
That was something that your guest last night was talking about that I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. The John the Baptist thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either.
That was really interesting.
The Baphomet. Yeah, he was saying the Baphomet was a representation of John the Baptist. Now, a lot of people associate with the Satanists.
I know.
And not according to his research, it is the Baphomet was connected to John the Baptist. Now,
and it's
Christians out there
moments.
Might have a nervous breakdown, but you might want to look into that. David Brody, check him out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fascinating.
The
Baphomet is symbolic of John the Baptist. So you have to go into the details of it insofar as the ritual.
It's really interesting, Madeline.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like I said, if you go into... A lot of people in the craft have a Baphomet. Some people do. They associate it with, you know, Satan or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is it is a form, it's a symbolism in association with mystery schools. But if you look at it on a different level, it is way beyond the spectrum of what people believe it is. And I think that he hit something there. It really did.
I think
and
so too.
I always had a resonance with John the Baptist, by the way. I always had that resonance
me
with that
too.
Particular being.
Yep.
Whatever reason, that's been a real big, strong frequency with me. But yeah, it was real interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was that, like, my ears perked up when said that. And
I didn't know you
and it resonated.
You could have called in, Carolyn. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It definitely resonated. So, a lot of Christians are like, they're all Satanists. You know, I see people dropping that word a lot. You be careful how you use it, because it's not all about Satanists. Take a look at your churches. They're the ones who are literally converting and inverting religion to a point where that's about as satanic as you can get, and the illusion of satanic. So it's really just about
the holy truth.
It's misusing information and technology in a negative fashion. I don't even use the word Satan because it really doesn't have any value, just like anything else. People have to be very careful how they spin the word, because after a while it gets real old. It shows that you don't know anything. It shows that you haven't done any mystical teachings, or you haven't been involved in any real deep deep work, internal work, as far as I can tell. So
the labels.
There's so many layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are labels.
Just the labels.
Just like pentacles, pentagrams. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're satanic. Oh, they're evil.
Yeah.
No, they're not. If you know, a lot of churches used to use those symbols, for crying out loud. What is wrong with you people? Mm-hmm. You know, get yourselves educated and shut up.
Yeah, really.
I'm so tired of it.
Well,
do some research.
Dutch barns, they have some of those things.
Right. They're wards, man. They protect. Yeah. So,
he tied it all in with the pirates and all that. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah,
with
the Jolly Rogers. Yeah, he was talking about the pirates, and he was talking about the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Mm-hmm. Wow, was that a mind blower, too? He was talking about the Magdalene, like Mary Magdalene. I'm telling you, there's a lot of connections to the Knights Templar and America, the early Americas. Mm-hmm. And he was putting it all together. I'll tell you, everybody, please look him up.
Isn't that what they're looking for on Oak Island? Some of the stuff from the
Knights
of the Templar?
I think so. Yeah, he was
working
with him. Yeah, he was working with that fellow. I forgot his name. I've actually interviewed him before. But yeah.
Thundark or something.
I forget now. But yeah, there's definitely markers there, what I called markers anyway, insofar as what was there. And perhaps there was a reason for them coming here to bring something here or bury it or secure it, who knows, but you know, to try to take whatever they did have, insofar as whether it was an artifact of some kind or something powerful that they would be able to.
Well, they said it was the Holy Grail.
Protected.
It could have been.
Well, he also said there were more than
that.
One Ark of the Covenant, too.
Mm-hmm.
He also mentioned that there were several Arks So that's another one that he's fascinating. He's just quite fascinating. You find his books on Amazon. He has everything out there, and I'm going to have him back on my show. I just love him. He's
fantastic. I thought he was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you should have on your show. Both of you should have him on your show. He's just such a good person too. A really good guy. But yeah, he really puts the pieces together, actually. So
yeah, I enjoyed the show.
And I don't know if you've ever interviewed him before. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We had some technical issues early on. I had to call for my cell phone. I'm telling you, man. It's like right before we started, Tina's like, there's an echo on the line. I was like, on your end. And then all of a sudden I can't hear her and she can't hear me and I had to reset everything though.
Wow.
Whatever.
I was having those issues too a while back.
It makes you wonder what's going on sometimes. But I'm not going to be, I don't think it's that kind of thing, but it is interesting. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Anomalies happen, I guess is the word. Oh, an anomaly. Oh, wait a minute. We better get our fleet of jackass Air Force around my house.
Are they still flying over?
Oh, hell yes. I actually complained. I called the FAA the other day. I told them, I said, was there a reason you guys have your jets over my house nonstop? I said, they're not commercial. What are they doing loop-de-loops around here for? It's been all day. It was all day the other day, and I just had had enough of it. So I called them. They don't care. And he goes, oh, due to the large volume, leave a message. Yeah, large volume, I'm sure. Yeah, how many houses are you bombing every day, asshole? Oh, I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying. These guys are pissing me off, okay? That's gaslighting, that's gang stalking. If you had somebody driving a car around your house nonstop, wouldn't you be suspicious of them? I would.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing. That's air war. It's aerial warfare. It's no difference.
No.
You know, so but I know that's my thing, you know, is to lock in on stuff like that anyway, but it's very, very different. But anyways, yeah, it was interesting because he was talking about the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. He was talking about Columbus, but he said the child is a representation of Nina. Mm-hmm. He was calling it the child, St. Clara, the St. Clares, okay? The Pinta was the painted one, which I thought was interesting.
Right, me and, too, like, because black, that's the name yeah, for like the Black Madonna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also the Santa Maria, which was the Virgin Mary.
Right.
So he said, is that a coincidence? And I said, no, that those ships were named that. But I didn't put it together. Now, he put all this together by himself. I had no idea that's what they meant. And he correlated that to the Black Madonna. So I thought that was really just stellar. Mm-hmm. What cool information that was.
Yep.
And he was talking about the crosses on Columbus's ship, which, of course, was a representation of the Knights Templar, at least his perception of it, or could have been. So,
it was some cool stuff.
He had some very interesting...
Yep. It was a decoy.
Well, I love the Jolly Roger.
Yeah, it was... Right. He
also said they had a rapport. Right.
Yeah.
He said the Templars had a rapport with the natives. They were, they worked together in neutral positive. But the other, he was not like that. I mean, the other one was a jackass. So.
No.
Yeah, Columbus was
it was a setup.
So to speak. Yeah.
And it's interesting because when you think about it, like Little Bighorn, that like New York City was already built by the time that happened. Mm-hmm. You know? Right. So it was more like... when they had the weapons and the ammunition to just take them out completely, that's when they did it. Yep, right. That's when they did it.
Yeah. Well, they learned for them out here.
Yeah.
What's that?
They learned for the natives. They learned as much as they could. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And then they took them out. No, there's definitely a rapport there. There's definitely a camaraderie, at least from what I've seen or observed insofar as through the program itself, you know, what he's talking about. But he's very interesting. I think it's well worth looking into and at least exploring for a lot of people who are kind of, you know, don't see things like that. But yeah, when the ships were really just like, wow, I didn't even think about that with the ships. I was completely blown away.
I know. It was another piece of the puzzle.
That's definitely encryption.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's encryption. Everything is, I swear.
Well, the Pinta, which he says was the painted one, which meant prostitute, that's the name. Mm-hmm. That was what we call the Picts. The Picts were the original supposedly the original Scottish people, the Pictish people. They were the painted ones. So when he said that, Pinta, painted ones, I immediately connected it to the Pictish. And then he talked about how a lot of it was the Templars for Scotland that went to America maybe 100 years before Columbus, or maybe a wee bit longer. So, I mean, there's more there, but it's like the pieces are starting to kind of come into place.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And then, of course, I think the Masons tried to create their own spin-off version of that. Mm-hmm. To some degree, but it's not the same. You know, it's just not the same. No. You ask me. But there's so many layers to this. It's really fascinating when you look at it like that. And that's what I mean by I like to explore. I am sick and tired of the propaganda here. You know, we don't have time to wrestle with these jackasses. I really don't have time for this. I don't think anybody does. Life is too precious while you're here in the illusion of to waste your moments on psyops all the time. And I find that that's all it is, a distraction, you know. It's like they're just constantly rapid fire. And it's just like, you know what? Eventually that's going to implode on them. That kind of behavior is going to have to be reversed onto them because we don't have time in the illusion. We're much more mature than they could ever hope to be. And it's very sad to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a wee bit of growing up on their end would have been quite helpful.
Honestly, they shouldn't be in power. I think they should be playing in the schoolyard somewhere with paintbrushes or something. I don't know. They're just rejects. So if that's what it takes to get into a position like that, that's scary.
Oh, God, yeah.
But no, Madeline, we have
a circus.
Yeah, it is a circus. But Madeline, I don't know, I haven't really let you talk much. And what are you doing over there? Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because you did mention something with an article I was talking about while I was texting you about. You mentioned about the detoxification from the chemicals or possible detoxification from chemicals. And I guess it was NAC that was maybe could possibly help detoxify some of this stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Or no. So anyways, anybody's interested, just kind of look it up. But that's a good thing. That's a good little thing you sent me. So for those of you who have been exposed to whatever toxins associated.
Knows.
Right. And then, of course,
They said who knows something which way about Shanga tea.
It's a mushroom, right? That's Changa is a mushroom.
Yep. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Chaga tea? Or Changa?
C-H-A-G-A.
Chaga. Okay, yeah. I would definitely say that, yeah. And of course, if there's metals, we can take some other stuff there, but yeah, I would be watchful if I was anybody out in that area. Yeah, it's a Chaga mushroom, so it's a mushroom tea. That sounds really good, actually.
It does sound good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think the best thing, get the hell out of there.
Well, I would evacuate immediately. And a lot of people are saying, well, I'm from here and I don't want to leave. I'm like, really? Your eyes are burning, your throat's burning, and you don't want to get out of there at least for like a couple weeks? They're crazy, man.
No, I would get out of there. Yeah, I'd get far away. That some people are getting rashes. Like, I saw a video. Mm-hmm. They were breaking out in rash. Yep.
Says here, too, that this Changa reduces and eliminates liver cancers in a general sense. It also has had results against specific rare liver cancers that is associated with vinyl chloride exposure.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good to take some of that.
Yeah.
Not for anybody, but I would recommend it. And the NAC, I love that stuff.
Oh,
banned that. The FDA did.
Yeah.
But that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that's going to help, you know, preserve your body or at least help you detox from whatever you've been exposed to. I feel sorry for these animals. They can't detox.
It's the animals, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. They don't care. You know, they just want everybody's animals dead. They just, you know, their behavior is such a disgusting thing. I mean, honestly, I just don't get it at all. I really don't get it.
No.
It's very, very strange.
No heart, or there's something like I used to say there was two kinds of people, cold-blooded and warm-blooded, and that was all the information that I really needed, like as far as assessing who was who, was cold-blood, warm-blooded, and it is a cold-blooded individual that would torture animals in such a way with poisonous gases, people as well. It is they're cold. They're cold. They're not warm at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense. Yeah, a lot of people don't like animals. I mean, these
that's terrible. How could you know like animals? Yeah, how could you know like them?
Yeah. I love animals.
Yeah, and the fact that we share this space with them, we're responsible for them.
They're like caretakers or guardians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they call them, royal guardians. So I consider myself a guardian for my animals.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm alive, I'll do my best to protect them, you know, and take care of them. But it's, it's just, you know, not everybody's like that. They don't care. People don't care. They abandon animals. They do all kinds of hellacious things. And kids, brats, torture animals. I mean, what kind of bratty kids are you raising? And they want to sit there and go, oh, yeah, we want to make sure we keep breeding. Why do you want to keep breeding? So you can have a deformed kid like that that grows up and tortures animals and becomes a serial killer? I mean, there is such a thing as genetics. And I would really take a good look at some of these people and say, you know what, maybe you shouldn't be breeding if you're going to create that kind of a monster. I'm sorry. But I believe in sterilization. I really do. I don't think people should breed if they're evil.
Oh, no.
And, you know, sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sick and tired of hearing about people should have babies. And no, they should not. I think at this point, we put a cap on people breeding and spewing out children until they learn how to behave themselves. Because otherwise, forget it. Look what they're bringing up. More monsters.
I agree with you. But all too often, that kind of technology about sterilizing people has got into the wrong hands.
Oh, I know.
You know? I mean, it's... Yeah, it... yeah.
No, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, but at this point... Yeah.
Yeah.
I see a lot of defective people here that I don't think should breathe. That's all.
No, they shouldn't.
I think that if they had any class, they'd get themselves fixed or something.
Yeah, but the thing is, the intelligence is not there.
The world.
Yeah, the intelligence is not there. No.
And, you know, like I said before, the whole cycle here on this world is very off anyway. As I said before, we do a lot of that. The cloning aspects can be done very, very simply. I'm not talking on this world, but off planet. It's a very popular thing. It's not cloning, avatars, you know, a lot of things that are connected to that sort of interface. So
yeah.
For here, it's very interesting. And he was talking about, that was another thing he was talking about last night, was the idea behind the church wanting you to suffer, and you were born in sin, and you're evil, and women have to have pain in childbirth. And you know, he's right, man. These people are narcissistic SOBs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, he's spot on about all that. And it's not the way it's supposed to be. No, it's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. I find that the churches have been such an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to like backpedal right now, especially the Vatican.
Oh,
you know, like you were, I was mentioning how they're trying to merge all these different religions now.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but they've done too much damage for too long. You know, it's kind of like you guys should just come clean and walk away, and hopefully nobody's going to chase you down and decapitate your ass. But I'll tell you point blank, the crimes they've done against humanity on a scale that is just worse than anything you can imagine from World War II.
Yep.
And yet it's been cloaked for a very long time.
Well, it's mass genocide.
It's mass genocide beyond the word, but it's also a type of control, psychological warfare, using God as a weapon, and unbelievably so. Yeah, there's a lot of accountability with that. It really is. That's a church that should have never been, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. See, like, there's still this deep-seated fear of the divine feminine, and I see it. It has never gone away. In fact, it's got stronger. You know,
attack on the female. Well, look what they're doing now with this whole, you know, trans stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're basically defacing real women, the goddess energy, by that agenda.
Yep.
Bottom line, you know, if you want to get yourself changed, get yourself changed. But real women are real women. And I'm sorry, I don't agree with this whole, I have a body part now that proves I'm a female.
No.
Well,
no.
You didn't have it before. And if you didn't have hormones, you probably wouldn't have any type of a feminine thing going on anyway. So, you know, it is what it is. These people feel guided to be this sex, that sex. But I'll tell you point blank, that's a defacing of the goddess, if you ask me, and the divine feminine, for sure. It's disrespect to the women, to real women. And it's not okay.
So, you know,
real women
are
not
okay.
They're offended by it. And they should be offended by it, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but walking in our footsteps, you are not ever going to be walking in the footsteps of a real woman.
No.
That goes for anybody else. A male, female, doesn't matter. I don't care what you do. I'm not judging them for what they want to be. I'm just saying, don't sit there and paint yourselves up and pretend you're us, because you're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other thing. There is, and I never knew this. I only found this out a couple of months ago. That I think it's one out of every 1,500 or 2,000 births, the child sex is not definitive. And it is doctors who are making the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. No. A child is born the way a child is born. And
so basically
maybe
you're telling me that if they come out a certain way,
if
like
they come
a
out
woman,
and
it's a female,
they're sick, yeah, if it's no quite defined, they make a decision. Yeah, they
That's
make
not
a decision.
Their call.
No,
not
it's not.
Yeah, what? And, why don't
it's a big number if you're talking one in 1,500 or one in 2,000. That's a huge number,
right,
like worldwide. So I don't agree with that.
It's all confusion. It's all psychological operations and fragmentation of the energy of the being. And like I said before, we are androgynous. We are androgynous. Mm-hmm. We do have the feminine, divine Godhead. But you don't have to act it out in the sense of splitting, you know, this kind of thing. But I think it's a trendy thing, and people are now changing their sex because of the trending, because of the peer pressure, and because they think it's all cool. And I think that they're going to make a mistake, especially with these young teenagers who decide maybe when they're older, like, wow, I wish I had never done that. You know, why don't you let them grow up, experience what they want to experience, and if they decide later on they want to do it, that's fine. These little children and these people in their teens, no, I don't think that's appropriate. I think they need to grow up. And it takes a long time for people to grow up in the illusion of here. Some people don't even grow up until they're 40 years old, for crying out loud.
Sometimes it doesn't even happen. Yeah.
Right. That's ridiculous. So, yeah, I don't get it. And I know there, I saw some articles, some women, I guess, were offended by this, some guy who was trying to be a female, and his genitals are hanging out. And he's, you know, they were uncomfortable. And they were women.
Of course.
So what are you going to do? I mean, really, why don't they just have a transgender bathroom? And, you know, here you can have the male stuff, and here you can have the female stuff, and then here's the transgender bathroom, and everybody can get in there, and they'll all be transgender, and that'll be fine. So nobody feels uncomfortable at this point. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Is that what it's
what
say?
Has
just
been
like,
happening is they're forcing into women's sports, all kind of women's areas, and they're making it this big argument. Whereas women don't have an argument. We already know who we are, and we don't have to argue to prove who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a war that is being very selective, and it targets women. It targets women.
I think it definitely targets the female. Yeah, I do. I see it more and more, and I don't think it's appropriate at all. So, like I said, I love my goddess. My goddess is a god. I mean, it's very divine feminine is a very powerful god. Are you kidding me? I don't have to change my sex. You know, I don't have to wear suits.
No.
I can be that powerful god. But this is what's so interesting is this whole thing about fragmentation. And like I said, you know, let them all fight amongst themselves at this point. But I don't think people should be along for the ride or be victimized by what they want to create here. I think that's what's going on. So,
yeah.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
Just sparring, you know, as a martial artist and competitor, that's not appropriate to have somebody who's transgender in a competition with somebody who's female, because there is a difference in the abilities. I mean, the guy's big, the guy's got male muscles, but he's saying he's a female? Come on.
No.
What kind of bullshit is this?
No.
Yeah, well, that's what they do, with the sports teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all of a sudden, I'm going to win every trophy because I just changed my sex and I'm in the girls' division now.
Yeah.
The hell's that all about?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a win-win. I mean, this is and once again, disrespecting the females who busted their butts to try to train and compete. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not appropriate. It's like cheating. It's cheating, as far as I'm concerned.
That is cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating. You got to dress up like a woman. It's like the Titanic. What are you doing? Getting off the ship early? Oh, don't get me started with that.
I know.
But I don't care. And I like everybody. Don't get me wrong. I don't care what you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Be
what you want.
Stop shoving it down
everybody's throats.
I'm all for independence. I really am. But I'm sick and tired of all this crap going on where this insanity is just out of control. Mm-hmm. Out of control.
Well,
it's crazy.
I mean, who was the first, like, I think I even told you this, Solaris, way back in For Your Eyes Only, that was the James Bond movie, and it was 1981. And one of the Bond girls, like, it didn't come out until after the movie was released that, what was her name? Caroline Cozy? Yeah, Caroline Cozy. She was the first transgender. She was a Bond girl. They never identified her as a transgender woman. They just figured, let's, for your eyes only, you know? It was basically one of those, not until the story came out were they admitting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really deceitful. Like, mm-hmm. I just thought it was deceitful. And I mean, my mind goes to how many young men thought they were looking at a woman.
Right.
Like a biological woman. And they weren't. They were looking at somebody who had been a biological male first. Correct. And then had an operation and hormones to become female. So the confusion of the sexes was a deliberate thing that was perpetrated through movies. Very, mm-hmm. like early 80s. I mean, 1981, For Your Eyes Only, was the first transgender Bond girl. And they tried to hide mm-hmm. that. So they did.
That's interesting.
They couldn't hide it. Yeah.
I think honesty is the best policy. I mean, if you're going to switch.
Honesty,
you know,
yeah.
People know. Otherwise, that may not turn out.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care, Neera D.
But no, I don't care. Like, if it's how you are as a person, honestly, they should have their own category for sports. That's the way it's mm-hmm. going to roll. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I'm a real firm believer that, you know what, just make it a transgender category. And that way, it's fair. I don't think it's fair. It's not.
No, so, it's no fair.
There's too much modification there. That's not okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I decide to become a man tomorrow, where everybody, like all the governments and all that, will be totally in support of me, like the national health in this country will be in support of that.
Oh, but the thing is,
I would be a weak ass male. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You're a weak ass, but you'd probably get picked on, right? Unless you're tall. But yeah, it's true. Some of these women, I think they're real tough.
Freak,
oh my God,
you know?
No. I just changed my sex. We're like 4'11". Really? I don't know if I'd do that if I were you.
You know?
Sorry.
It's like, it's not fair.
No, it's just a game. You know, enjoy who you are. Appreciate your body.
Oh, yeah.
Respect your sacred temple. And you're androgynous as you choose to be. But you don't have to sit there and you don't have to force your body into some kind of a modification program, which you might regret. That's just my two cents mm-hmm. on it. That's all. Some people are happy with it.
But it is brainwashing.
It
is brainwashing.
It's brainwashing, yeah.
It is. But what if that child was born intersexually and a doctor made that decision?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that could also account for the dysmorphia that is happening with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always trying to find out, like, what is really at the bottom? Because there's mm-hmm. a lot of cover-up. There's a lot of disinformation. Mm-hmm. But if we are having babies that are being born at that kind of rate and they're intersexed, then something is happening with the species, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know, is it evolution? Is it?
No.
Like, no.
Honestly, no. This is,
or is
not
toxicity?
Evolution. This
is it toxicity?
Yeah, toxicity.
You know? Like, yeah, I mean, these are the questions that they should really be asking.
No, I agree. I think a lot of it is psychologically driven, though. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot to do with
yeah.
it. I mean, just the indoctrination programming and the dysfunctional. They want people fragmented psychologically and weak, and that's one way to break them down, if you ask me. They mm-hmm. may not think so. These people that are getting their changes, you know, they may not think that's the deal, but I'm telling you, at some point, it is psychologically damaging. Absolutely. It's fragmentation.
It's the
it's
same
control.
Way abortion. You know, abortion is presented that, and I'm not saying that there are any circumstances where it is totally, totally, I mean, I'm not black or white when it comes to abortion, but the whole idea that there is something psychologically damaging with that as well. Because mm-hmm. you're told that it's, like, I remember, like, at 14, them coming into the school and saying, look, if you find yourself with an unwanted pregnancy, don't hesitate. Like, you can find help. It's only a fetus. Don't be afraid. Like, it's not a baby. Like, they kept on saying that. It's not a baby, not a baby, not a baby. And I wonder how many young women who ended up older women who may have had that in their past are now dealing with the idea that they might have murdered their own baby. You know, I think mm-hmm. these things are, they're not as black and white as they're presented. And I think mm-hmm. psychologically, they do a number on people.
Mm-hmm. No, that's well said. No, I agree. But also, they shouldn't use it as a form of birth control. There's no doubt about that. That's
no.
the problem I've always had with it. It's, you know, I get it if you need to do it, but my point is it's not birth control, and
no,
it shouldn't
it's
be
not.
Used for that. That's that's laziness. That's sheer laziness. That's illiteracy. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like an intellect. Yeah, that's a lack of intelligence.
That's like something. Yep. Come on, man. I mean, are you dumb or what?
Mm-hmm.
So use birth control and you won't get into that situation to begin with.
Well,
say, well maybe they've been like, look at that. So I'm not against abortion. I'm just saying. Right.
Yeah.
But do you have any comment, Madeline? I know we're wrapping up the show in like 15 minutes. I can't believe we've been going on and on. Everybody's offended now. And I'll be offended. Everybody from A to Z. Is there anybody
don't
out there I forgot?
People.
They offend me. I'm offended, okay? I'm tired too. So everybody's offended. Let's just say we're all offended.
Is everybody offended? Really?
Teasing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just teasing.
Well, yeah. I mean, but is this not how we learn? Like, we have to talk about the deep stuff, you know?
Well, I get tired of the propaganda. I'm just calling it out for what it is.
Yeah.
And
well,
I find that I'm sick
gets
tired of it.
About
I
something today, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I just don't want anything to do with anybody anymore. I like machines and animals, and I'm going to live off planet, and that's my agenda. Everybody can be alone. You guys fight amongst yourselves. I don't give a crap. Y'all can go right to the sewer you came from. I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah. Hey, leave, man. Hey, you don't like me, I don't like you. Let's agree to disagree.
I stand on the driveway some nights and say, come and get me. I only need a one-way ticket.
We're getting a one-way ticket. We don't need to come back here. Are you kidding me? This place will be imploded like it was leaked. And they'll be like,
it's
what
so
happened to this world? Mother Gaia. Mother Gaia said F you and you didn't hear her. That's all.
She left. Like, she's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a realm. Yep. It's gone.
She's got to get out
people
of this
there
place.
Going,
oh,
I'm going to save the earth. What earth?
She can save herself.
Are you kidding
me? She's fine. Yeah.
It's, plus, it's terraform. It's a machine. It's male. It's more male than anything. This is so funny. They don't even get that part. These people are so stupid.
No, I know.
But
I was watching something, and it was about astral travel, and they were talking about, like, you make your commands, you know, like, when you're, like, find yourself in different realms. Here's my thing. Who are you making the command to?
That's right.
Right. I mean, it's really simple. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with an ascended machine, you know? Sentient machine, intelligence.
Our planet is. It's definitely, it's definitely self-creation. It's not what people think it is. There's no doubt about that. But it's way, way different. And it has nothing to do with man's version of artificial intelligence. And their military thinks they're all that now. I have news for you. Your military AI is a piece of crap compared to what's off planet.
Oh,
go play with your electronics made by Mattel and bug off.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get me started with them. But it's very.
No, I'm listening, Madeline.
I know, Madeline. Made by Mattel. This is our best G.I. Joe toy yet. Aerial warfare. One of these days,
it's
man.
So boring.
Days, guys.
Yep.
One of these days, your joysticks won't work and your drones won't work and your electronic warfare is going to get jammed.
Yeah.
All that crap you've been using to harm everybody's going to explode on your asses and I'm going to laugh my you know what.
Yeah. Off. And they won't be able to get the planes off the ground. Yep.
That's right.
You won't get them off
happened?
The ground. Yep. Nothing will work.
Mm-hmm. That's well, right. Well, you know what? You've used them long enough.
It's funny that some type of UFO didn't go over Ohio and try to neutralize that.
Well, they might be sick and tired of OT, you know.
Probably.
The story's not over yet, Madeline. The fat lady hasn't sung.
Right?
Song, so
Jesus, don't tell me we got to fix this again.
Look at it. Yeah, they're up there. They're up there going, look at what they... Oh, can you believe that? Look what they just did.
Don't worry, we have it under control.
Yeah.
We have assumed
playing with fire and chemicals again. Mm-hmm.
That's all they ever do. That and the other crap, the atmosphere. Yep. Must be nice to get paid to be a jerk, huh? Wow. How do you apply for that?
Well, you know what? That's no your ticket to heaven. Nope.
I mean, heaven I don't want to live in, but I don't want to live in either or. I don't want everybody's version of heaven or hell or in between. I'm going way beyond this configuration. I'm like, you know what? Take your religions, enjoy them, have fun. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You guys missed the boat and you missed the message, and I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. Oh, by the way, everyone, I want to thank everybody for tuning tonight, if we have any listeners left. And of course, stay tuned for Shiny Side Out with David Dudger and Mickey. Coming up next, say you want to say hi from Down Under with a fantastic show. Uncertain what they're going to be talking about, but they're wonderful. We love them very much and appreciate them. And once again, before we wrap this up, I want to make sure we tell everybody how to contact you, Carolyn, and your wonderful website and your radio shows. Anything you want to promote?
Yep. You can find me over there at KCOR, Navigating the Truth. I also have a website, soulIam.com. And I'm actually working on putting together some tours, so check out my website.
Very good. Awesome. And Madeline.
You could reach me at KCOR, Life in the Hologram, on Tuesday afternoon at 3. Or you can write to me an email at lifeinthehologram@gmail.com.
Perfect. And we love our Madeline. So thank you. Oh, yeah. I know your little, your voice, we'll have to work on that energy. I'll send you some good energy to clear it. You know, there's so much crap in the air. I wonder if it's just not all the junk that's in the atmosphere and that your body's kind of kicking out.
I have no idea.
Garlic's good for that too. And I think you're right. The honey is really good. That really good. Is it Manuka honey? That's what it is.
Yeah, Manuka.
That's the good stuff. That stuff is so good. I love honey. I'm like Pooh Bear when it comes to honey.
Oh, me too. I love honey.
Oh, my God.
I put it in my coffee.
Some really good honey. Yeah, it's good. It really is. I found some the other day, and I was like, I just had like a tablespoon. I was like, wait a second. This is really good. I'm like Pooh Bear.
Yeah, honey.
It's so good for you. I love honey.
Yeah, your voice is a little deeper than usual, Madeline. You can hear it.
Yeah.
But it still sounds pretty.
It's a strange thing of what I think it's some kinds of allergies or something, because I told you one day it was 66 mm-hmm. and then it'll drop to 30 and then it'll be 46 and 50.
Are you getting the planes over your house, Madeline?
There was like a lot of helicopters running around.
Oh, great. What color are they? Did you get a black
I couldn't quite tell. I tried to take a picture.
Well, that's good. Hey, you know, you take some pictures. We'll see which ones they are. So you get in helicopters, huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Yeah, busy little beavers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Busy. Boy, they have nothing better to do. Apparently, there are no balloons over here. I don't know what they're looking for.
Lots of they shot that balloon down near where my kids have their house in Surfside Beach Myrtle Beach.
Very interesting. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. They ever find the pieces?
That's what they said. They brought it all up now. Like they don't know. I mean, they got the...
Okay, I'm going to propose everybody computers. Get a regular balloon, color of your choice. I'm going to use red. Put it on your balcony.
Yeah, 99 red balloons.
Everybody got to start releasing balloons.
Oh, it's
well, it's funny.
Mm-hmm. It is funny.
It's funny because back in the day, every time we would call up the news station and say there's something in the sky, it's just a weather balloon.
Uh-huh. Right.
How many years did you see that? Weather balloons.
Oh, and they're octagon shaped too, apparently. And some other kinds. Cylinders. Mm-hmm. I just think that they're playing around, quite honestly. Yeah. I don't trust anything that's coming out of their mouths.
Disinformation. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, when big celestial objects come in, they'll know it. And they won't be sitting there playing that game. And actually, none of their weapons will work on it anyway. They'll be lucky if they get any of their weapons to work at all.
Uh-oh. Right.
So.
No. Their jets will be doing flip-flops.
They won't even get off the ground.
That's what I was going to say, if they even get off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Our electronic device, jamming device, isn't working. What's going on? Sorry if I'm being sarcastic, but I can't help it anymore. I think I should.
I know. It's
put a comedy
just ridiculous. a comedy would be good.
You're laughing is healthy. We talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so healing. Sometimes you just need to laugh about it, make a joke about it.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do about it? But I want to thank you both for being here.
Oh, thank you.
This is awesome. I love it when we get together their little trio.
Yeah.
That'll send you cool. some good vibes to get better. You know, yeah. This is nice to chat and get updates and see where y'all are doing and what you're up to and compare notes about what's happening here. And yeah. Everybody, final comments next few minutes.
Thank you for having me on. And thank you, Madeline. Yeah, thank you, Solaris.
Everybody gets a trophy. You're welcome. I call you an honor. Love you both. Yeah, we're all here. We all have a trophy now.
Okay.
We're ready for our close ups.
Have our own award show. Yep.
We're just giving everybody a taste of their own medicine. Not the listeners. We like the listeners for the most part. They're all very kind beings. Trying not to offend anybody, but we do have opinions.
And
you know how that works. Mm-hmm. So nobody ever asked me, you know. They just kind of do what they want to do, and that's fine. But people do have opinions, and they have voices, and it's so important that they get hurt, you know.
But today, everybody gets their tail feathers in a ruffle over dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. As I said before, I like to put people in a ring, but it has to be a fair fight. And there are no fair fights here in this. That's what my point is. It's never level playing field. It needs to be level. That would make it a lot easier. You know, if people want to pick a fight, you know, here, you go on this side, you go on this side, I'll be referee. Fight it out. But this other crap, I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. But it seems to have been here for many thousands of years.
Not taking responsibility for it. It's not mine.
Nope.
That's not my karma, not my dharma. It's not a contract. It's just, hey, man, you know what? We landed in the wrong location in the illusion of space time. We got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we took a misturn.
Isn't that the holy truth?
We're
going to
walk away quietly. You get in our way, we're going to destroy you.
You know, I don't even think that it was a case of taking a misturn and crash landing. I think they caught you in a web or something.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at the illusion of Roswell, which is questionable, but the idea behind that electronic warfare they used to take down that object. I would say probably reverse engineered tech. Thank you, David Denter. He's telling me how many minutes I have left. You're a good producer, David. So we have 2 minutes of illusion of space time. But and that's all very interesting. And by the way, Barbara DeLong has a new book on Roswell. I'm going to be interviewing her. It's called Before Roswell. She co-authored. Yeah, if you want to interview her too, let me know. I'll send you her way, both of you.
I'm going to interview her too. And Ken.
Yeah.
Did you get the data? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be really good, and her co-author is going to be there, too, hopefully. He's been busy, but I'm trying to get him. He's on separately. Nice. Very good. So, it should be a good read. And I don't know what it was before Roswell, so I don't know if that means, you know, some other anomalies before then, or
we are McCarthy, definitely anomalies ourselves. The whole McCarthy incident was all timed around Roswell. It was all happening at the same time. The McCarthy, like, when they were arresting people for saying they were communists and stuff, that was all happening at the same time, like, in the 1940s. Sorry. Yeah, there was something, some kind of overlay going on there.
That makes sense. There's the music. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you all.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Bye. Thank you, Madeline. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle.
If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the...